Hi, this is a dictation for Santana Watkins, S-A-N-T, like Tom, A-N-N-A-H, W-A-T-K-A-I-N-S. Santana Watkins, date of birth is 4/27/2010, date of accident is 6/25/2023, date of service is 9/25/2023. The patient reports that she is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she is having a pain in the neck and the middle back and lower back to the tune of 1 or 3. Pain in the right hip is 1 to 2. Patient denies any radiation of pain to the right arm or right leg anymore. The pain in the right shoulder is also 3. And she reports of 100% relief in all the pains. Her ADLs are not affected. She marks 0 for the ADLs. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for the system review and for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure, the patient is (100/50), pulse is 61, pulse ox 99. And please mention in the physical examination as follows. The last exam was done on the visit of 8/11/2023, dictation number 0819-019 and -021. And he mentioned that she has a general review is the same. And in the musculature examination, that there is no spasm in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region paraspinal muscles. There is no trigger points in the trapezius muscles or quadratus lumborum, and no muscle spasm is noticed. In the extremities examination, please mention that both the hips are now not tender and they are normal in examination. Both knees are normal in examination. In the right shoulder, please mention the patient can lift up to 180 degrees of abduction without any pain on abduction. No motor weakness is noticed. Hawking-Kennedy test is negative. The patient does not report any symptoms of TBI except for some anxiety and mild lack of focus. No headaches, no vision disturbances, double vision, dizziness, vertigo. And hence, no other treatment is needed. Patient will continue on physical therapy for once a week. Hip pain. And for the hip area only. And it is possible that there is a trochanter bursitis is possible. And any other area of pain, the therapy can continue with the heat treatment and massage. She's okay to go to school. And she can visit us whenever it is needed. A back brace was also provided to her, and a lidocaine ointment was provided for local topical pain relief. The patient has substantially improved, and hopefully it will get better completely. If the pain in the hip continues, then the patient will be sent for an MRI injection. MRI shoulder pain also will be kept in mind. If shoulder is improved, then no need for any further investigation. However, if the pain continues for more than 3 months after therapy, we'll look for a MRI. Thank you.